The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danto, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danto, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Danto, in the nick of time, saved Slats from the evil plans of Gaza and Marston. Now we find Slats, Danto, and Rura as they are discussing the chain of events.
I guess we should congratulate you, Rura, on being elected a member of the council.
Yeah, should we call you by some kind of title or something?
No, thank you. Just call me Rura. I won't pretend that I'm not very pleased by it, but frankly, the thing that pleases me most is the way your coming here and everything that's happened since has affected the thinking of the council.
Yeah, I guess it is going to be kind of tough to get used to the idea of men being on the same footing as you gals. You've been running things for so long.
Oh, it's not going to happen that fast, Slats. In the first place, you can't change something that's existed for 1,000 years overnight. And besides that, even if we could, it wouldn't work.
I know what you mean, Rura. A change as sharp as this has to be gradual. You have to give people a chance to get used to the idea a little at a time.
Say, when do we take off for Planaria Rex, Danto?
You're pretty anxious to get back, aren't you?
I certainly am. Why, aren't you?
Well, in a way I am, but still knowing everything's okay, it kind of takes the pressure off.
Hey, now, wait a minute. What are you leading up to? Come on, out with it.
Well, we've been so busy worrying about Marston that we've hardly had a chance to look around in spite of all the light years we've covered.
Yeah, so?
Well, I thought that instead of heading back directly in Astral Drive all the way, that we might do a little bit of star hopping.
Star hopping?
Well, what would you call it? I mean, to use the Astral Drive to go from star to star and do a little exploring on the way back. But it's up to you if you'd rather head straight back.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't say I was that anxious. Now that you mentioned it, we didn't get much of a chance to look around. Yeah, that idea intrigues me.
I still don't understand why you don't let me send you both back with the Dimension Warper. We could send your ship back with a crew of our people later on.
Well, I know it sounds a little foolish, Rura, but the Alpha brought us out here, and it's an old tradition of the League Patrol to bring the ship back as long as it can navigate.
Yeah, it's kind of like the old Earth custom when the ships that sail the oceans. The captain never left the ship as long as it's still afloat. Sometimes they even went on with them when they sank.
Well, I don't suggest carrying it that far, Slats, but I certainly didn't intend to leave the Alpha behind.
Me neither. Brought us through some tight spots. So I wonder how our friend Barrow's doing. Bet he's kind of lonesome.
Well, we'll be seeing him pretty soon, but try to remember, Slats, a robot doesn't have feelings or emotions the way you do.
Nah, you'll never convince me he's not human. When are we leaving?
Whenever you're ready.
How about it, Slats?
Whenever you say, Danto.
And with your permission, Rura, we'd like to go back to our ship as soon as we can arrange it.
Very well. I'll put through a call to the laboratory now to ready the Dimension Warper. We'll send you that way. But before we do, Haru wanted to thank you personally for your braveries and assistance. You know, once we started a check, we found that Gaza had been systematically planning to take over the council for some time. Your coming here forced her hand and may have avoided the same thing happening here that happened in your planetary league with Marston. Well, come on, she's waiting for you now.
Hey, you know, that Haru certainly turned out to be a nice woman, but I didn't think so when I first met her.
Oh, she's pretty decent. She pretends to be stern, but actually she has a pretty soft heart.
Well, I see you've cleaned up the lab here.
Yes. That fight Slats and Marston had certainly raised havoc with some of our apparatus, but we've got it all repaired.
Hey, there's the Dimension Warper there.
Yes, and they're ready to transfer you back to your ship anytime you say.
Ready, Slats?
Just say the word.
Step over into the grid.
Over here.
That's right. You too, Danfro.
All right.
The machine can take care of the both of you at the same time.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you sure you can put us back aboard the Alpha? It's a mighty small target out there in the middle of space.
Don't worry, Slats. We won't miss.
You do? I'm going to be awful mad.
Me too.
Ready?
Right.
Very well. Contact.
it looks as though our friends are on their way back to the Alpha and their friend Barrow. We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dantro and Slats, they were being transported back aboard the Alpha via the three-dimension warper. We find them now as they check their whereabouts.
Slats, hey, come out of it.
What? Oh, are we back?
Where did you think we were?
Well, for a minute, I wasn't sure. It all happened so fast. Matter of fact, I was kind of worried. In spite of what Ruhr said, I had my eyes closed. I thought we were still back in the lab.
No, we're aboard the Alpha, all right. There's your friend, Beryl.
Oh, hiya, Beryl. How's Trick?
Greetings, Slats. Planet Man, did everything go all right?
That's a long story, Beryl, but it all worked out. How's everything been back here?
Everything has been very quiet aboard the ship. I've been awaiting your return. There were several attempts made to contact you a little while ago from your home system, but I did not answer, for I knew they did not want me. And I could tell them nothing about either of you.
Well, don't worry about that, Beryl. It's all straightened out. We know the whole story. The man that was threatening our people has been taken care of.
Yeah, he sure has been. And I had the pleasure of personally knocking him for a loop.
If it made you happy, then I am sure it must have been all right.
Say, Dantro, what are we going to do with Beryl?
Do with me? I do not understand.
Well, you see, Beryl, we're heading back toward our home. And I guess Slats wondered if you'd be coming along with us. That's a good question.
No. My masters told me to stay with you and use all my powers to help you in every way I could. Until that command is altered, I will stay with you.
Well, don't get me wrong, Beryl. I'm glad to have you. Anyway, what we're going to do should be right up your alley.
My alley? What do you mean?
Well, you're an exploring robot, aren't you?
That's the purpose for which I was built.
Well, that's just what we're going to do. You see, here's the story. We're going to take off in a minute. Reef, that's all checked.
How about the leads from the atomic pile?
All tight. No radiation leaks indicated anywhere.
Start lead?
100%.
Well, I guess that does it. Ship's in perfect shape.
Yeah, guess we're about ready to take off, huh?
We'll never be readier.
What's our first stop?
Well, there's a group of stars about half a light year away on a direct line with our system. Thought we'd make our first jump to that constellation.
Yeah. You been there, Beryl?
No. I checked the star charts with Dantro while you were in the back compartment. Our expedition never touched on that constellation. I can tell you nothing about it.
Well, then it'll be new to all of us. Well, what are we waiting for?
From the way you react to the astral drive slats, I think we'd better wait till you get over on that exhilaration couch and at least sit down.
Right you are.
Here we go. Okay, Slats, you can get up now.
Oh, what a sensation that is. I feel like everything was turned inside out. Funny it doesn't bother you.
Well, I never said it didn't, Slats. It's just that I'm too busy handling the controls to pay much attention to it.
Oh, a hero, huh? Where are we?
Well, come on over and see for yourself.
What's to see?
Wait, I'll cut in the astro grid detector and we'll see what's in this area of space.
My gosh, it sounds like we really broke something.
No, there are a great many objects in this sector, apparently. We'll have to narrow the scope of the detector and use a directional beam. Want to give me a hand with these? It's a little too complicated to do alone.
Yeah, just tell me what to do.
You operate the directional beam while I vary the length and width of the grid.
All right, ready?
Cut in the beam. Now, let's try a distance about 100 million miles. We'll keep it tight, and it should cover no more than a 3 million mile sweep.
What's the score?
No, in a moment, as soon as our calculator gets a chance to evaluate the results.
Never mind your calculator. I have a short, brief message, an SOS. I'm waiting now to see if it is repeated.
You mean you can get a message from that fleet we left so long ago? It must be light years away.
I am not sure where the message came from. I'm hoping it will be repeated so I can pinpoint its location. If it is, I can approximate its origin, but I am not certain of it.
Can we receive it with our equipment?
No, it would not help to adjust your receivers to the wavelength. If any message is sent, I will receive it.
What did they have to say?
The message merely indicated that the fleet had been attacked.
Attacked? By whom?
It would not indicate who the aggressors were. The ship that sent the message was apparently the only survivor.
You mean your whole fleet was destroyed?
Perhaps. It was not destroyed, but in any event, only one ship left able to communicate.
You say you think you know the approximate location. Would it be precise enough for us to go there?
I believe I have enough data to find the approximate position in space from which the message came.
Well, then, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Barrel's people are in apparent trouble. Can Slats and Danto help them? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.